Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and their tushies do too. Huggies Little Movers with its curved and stretchy fit. Moms know that there's nothing worse than an ill-fitting diaper, especially for your active babies. I love Huggies because I can rely on them to keep my baby covered while she moves around. You guys have heard about my sweet little baby. She just turned one, deep into mobility. I am so excited about Huggies Little Movers because she can roll around, jump around, climb, which is everything she's doing. And I know that she is covered, and so am I in the cleanup.
And we all want the very best for our babies, and that's Huggies. Huggies Little Movers are curved, so babies feel comfy no matter how much they're moving around. And they're moving around a lot. They also offer up to 12-hour protection against leaks, which is a game changer. Get your baby's butt into Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. 3 hours of excellence in broadcasting. From border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, do we have a great show for you today. Geez, Lou. We got to talk about what's happening in our schools. This is insane, what is happening in the nation's public school system. So we have, if not dozens, hundreds of reports of school teachers that have come down with a raging case of Trump derangement syndrome. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, we now have, this is an infectious disease, and it is not looking good for the nation's academic community because it's spreading like wildfire. I mean, that is spreading like a social disease at a P. Diddy party. That's how bad it is out there. So I want to start, though, with I do have some good news to share, and I'm torn whether or not I should say, and in my hands right now, I have the good news. No, it's not a Bible story, Dylan. It's not that good news. It's just lower G, lower N good news. And I do have some good news to share with you. You know what? I will save that for the end because you're going to be so riled, and I know many of you are at your lunch hour on the East Coast, and many of you at the and over on the West Coast, you're at brunch, and I don't want to upset your meal. But we'll start with the bad news first. So in Chino, California, and I was just out there, Chino Hills, a beautiful area, and the good news here is that the school board in that area of Southern California, the Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, they have over 20,000 members, all right? And so what they did was they mobilized, and they got a lot of their church members elected to the local school board. Is that not great? And so anyway, in this particular school district, you've got conservatives that are running the school district. So the kids are ultimately in good hands. But anyway, at Chino High School, there was a teacher there, and he erupted in rage. We have this over on our website, and you got to watch this. The teacher just erupted in rage because a student wore an iconic red MAGA hat. You've seen the MAGA hats. Wore that hat to class. And the teacher is screaming. It's jaw-dropping. It's this blood-curdling screaming. And then the teacher calls security and said he wanted to have the student removed. No, I'm not making this up. It's maybe I'm even understating the level of hate and vitriol here. But the teacher was bonkers crazy. And you can hear on the video that was recorded, the teacher calling security and saying, "He's wearing a red MAGA hat, and I want him out of my classroom now. I want him out of my classroom now. That MAGA hat is triggering me." I need some Prosecco! Are you okay over there, Ben Dieter? It's all right. So anyway, the school district is weighing in, and they're like, good Lord, they said this teacher's behavior is appalling. So the school district's handling that. In Massachusetts, a school board member in Massachusetts said that she hopes Trump supporters choke on human excrement. Can't say what she said because this is a family-friendly radio program. She said she hoped Trump supporters choked on human excrement covered in broken glass. In San Antonio, Texas, a grade school teacher there wrote this scathing, profane attack on Christian students. And here in Cypress, Texas, the teacher there said any person who voted for Donald Trump is a supporter of racism and fascism. By the way, a side note here, I can't tell you how many parents I've heard from who said they're 18-year-olds voting for the very first time and they voted for Donald J. Trump. Unbelievable, the number of young people. As a matter of fact, I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump has single-handedly, and I don't think anybody else could have done this, but Donald Trump has really become an icon for Generation Z, for these young kids. And even beyond that, we're talking about 15, 16, 17-year-olds. Beverly Hills, California, we did not talk about this yesterday, but Beverly Hills High School, you had pro-Trump protest breaking out. And so you had just dozens of students coming out into the courtyard at Beverly Hills High School in California, and they're chanting for Trump. They're waving the MAGA flags, and most of these people are young men. However, we are also getting reports now that a number of young girls are also supporting Donald Trump. You know why? Because Donald Trump is protecting these girls. Because these young boys, they needed a manly, masculine, big, beefy role model to look up to. And the Democrats thought Tim Walz was going to be that guy. Jazz hands. No, it turned out not to be. You know why? Because high school boys, they really don't appreciate grown men prancing around stage with jazz hands. They don't. It's true. So Donald Trump has now become this icon for all of these young kids. What does that tell you, ladies? It tells us that Trump has made an impact, that all of these podcasts and interviews and the places that he has been, he's made an impact. And honestly, Donald Trump, whether you like his tweets or not, has become a role model of sorts for younger kids in America. They want to be like Trump. We played it yesterday. You had the trick-or-treaters on the Ring cam. We're not going to play it again, but you've got the kids in there. They don't even know they're being recorded, and they realize they go up to a Trump house, and they're offering the kids two candy bars, and then the kids say, oh, wow, this is a Trump house because they're giving us two candy bars. And I guarantee you, folks, it was the full-size candy bars because that's how the pro-Trump crowd rolls. We don't give you any of those mini things. No, we supersize it, baby. That's why women love conservative men. I'm just telling you. We speak truth here on this program. You okay there, Dieter? All right, Dieter's good. So all that to say is that we have a generational shift happening in this country. It is a great thing. And we have a job to do here, and we've got to start rooting out this evil that's in the public school classrooms. In Cheshire, Connecticut, a special ed teacher said she wanted to kill and hurt Trump supporters. Oh, by the way, back to Beverly Hills High School for a moment. Guess what happened? After 2 days of the kids coming out there and supporting President Trump, the school, they issued an edict. There will be no more demonstrations because people might be offended. Really? Well, they didn't seem to have a problem with BLM kids going out there and marching and protesting and burning things down. They didn't seem to have a problem with that, did they, ladies and gentlemen? No, they did not. It's only when pro-Trump kids, when conservative kids want to get out and celebrate. And by the way, the pro-Trump kids, they didn't beat anybody up. They didn't break any windows. They didn't burn anything down. They didn't burn anybody in effigy. They just got out there and waved Trump flags and celebrated. And the school said, you can't do that. You're not allowed. You know, I hate to break this to the school, but we have something called the U.S. Constitution. We have something called the Bill of Rights. And you know what? When kids go into a public school classroom, they don't have to surrender their civil liberties. We're going to call these folks out, but hear me on this, ladies and gentlemen. This is going on in school districts around the nation, and that concerns me. What we've got to start doing is rooting out this kind of hatred. And hear me on this. I would have a problem if you had a conservative teacher attacking liberal kids. That's not the place in the classroom. Any public school teacher who verbally abuses a student over their political views ought to be removed from the classroom and sent directly to the unemployment line. And honestly, based on some of this behavior, they ought to face criminal charges. You did this to a kid out on the street, you'd be in jail right now. But there are some glimmers of hope. And I want to share this story with you out of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And it is pretty awesome. And we're going to post the video here in a few moments over on our website. And I just love this. And what a great way to start the day. A middle school teacher there, a northern middle school in Kentucky, and this choir teacher writes a lot of music. And so they have a history of going to inauguration. So in 2016, this middle school choir got an invitation to perform at President Trump's inauguration. And so the choir went and they had a great time. And I'm sure it was a memory-making moment for these young kids. And then in 2016, the middle school teacher reached out to the Biden inaugural team and said, hey, we would love to come and perform. And, you know, they submitted an entry and they got rejected. They said, no, you're not welcome. We don't want the kids to come to the inauguration. And so that was that. So then Trump wins. And so the middle school teacher writes a song about President Trump. And they wanted to send this to President Trump so that they might be able to score another invite to the inauguration where they can perform. And somebody found out about it. And all you know what broke loose. And apparently the Democrats and the liberals said that the tune was off key. Now the school district is involved and they said the song was inappropriate and that the teacher was overzealous. It is very clear to me in the school's reaction to this. They don't think this is a big deal, but they got to do a little CYA. We're going to play the song for you. I found the song. Ladies and gentlemen, we searched high and low. We searched the dark web for this song that has caused great controversy and has gotten a teacher in Kentucky reprimanded. And I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to tell me if there is anything remotely offensive in this toe-tapper of a song.
If you're feeling sad and blue, and you don't know what to do, we're gonna trump it.
I love that song. Donald's back. Oh, happy day. Ben Dieter, did you hear anything offensive in that song?
That was wonderful.
Now, they're white kids, so they don't rap very well.
It sounded like Sunday school
class.
But
they did. It sounded like a Sunday school class, and they having a good time. So the teacher got in trouble for that song, and it's a toe tapper.
It's a fantastic song.
Now, I remember many years ago, back when you folk were in grade school during the Barack Hussein Obama administration, a number of schools across the country literally sang praise and worship songs about Chicago Jesus. I mean, literally, we were worshiping Barack Hussein Obama. There was one song, Barack Hussein Obama, is a little pervy, but, you know, it was weird. Those choir directors were actually celebrated by the national media. Celebrated. So I don't understand what's wrong with singing a song that declares north, south, east, west, Trump is the best. And Donald's back, oh, happy day. That ought to be our rally cry across the nation. We got to make sure these kids get invited to perform this. I am sending this to President Trump as soon as we publish it on our website. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear anything remotely offensive in that song? 901-260-5926. And what do you think we ought to do with all of these anti-Trump school teachers out there? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Now, a message from Mitch McConnell to all two of his supporters.
My fellow Americans, while it's somewhat disappointing to hear the voice of the people trying to disturb the quiet, hallowed halls of the Senate, I feel it's important to leave this office in responsible hands. Someone who understands that the job of this body is to slow down legislation to a crawl so that a simple, consistent tone is heard. No. We need a leader who can find fault with every piece of legislation brought before them in hopes that Donald Trump gets tired of trying. For those of you who disagree with my approach, now would be a good time to remember that sometimes life is a Mitch.
The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code STARNS. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today. All right, folks, massive news coming out of MSDNC. Their ratings have completely collapsed. I have never seen anything so incredible. This is bad, folks. I mean, it's great news for the country, but you can expect some serious layoffs over at MSDNC. They are completely losing it. One of the shows lost over 59% of their audience. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, but the reality is that they do not speak for the country, and they never have. And especially Joyless Reid, who is a raging, she's a black racist. And this woman she has been using her platform, and this is what gets me about MSDNC. They have yet to reel this woman in. The racist garbage spewing out of this woman's mouth is disgusting. And I can tell you, Fox would never put up with this. Newsmax would never put up with this. But that's just who they are at MSDNC. And now, to borrow a phrase from the Reverend Jeremiah Rott, the chickens are coming home to roost, darling. The chickens are coming home to roost. All right, we have some breaking news about that FEMA story. And I told you it was going down this path yesterday on this program. Again, breaking news. We're going to share the latest intel with you coming out of the FEMA scandal. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
By the way, this Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, just want to throw this out there. I know everybody in the and their brothers reporting this information. Also, Kristi Noem as Director of Homeland Security or Homeland Security Secretary. It may be true, but we have yet to see any official word coming out from Mar-a-Lago from President Trump. And the campaign team, the transition team, has been pretty quick about getting those official announcements out there. So one of two things has happened. There's somebody leaking this information, or it's possible that the campaign may be leaking the information. But curious to hear from you. A lot of conservatives really upset about Marco Rubio being named Secretary of State. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right. I want to revisit this story about FEMA. And the Daily Wire a few days ago came out with the breaking news exclusive. Whistleblowers revealed that FEMA disaster relief agents had been told to skip over homes that might have a Trump campaign sign, or maybe they were flying a Trump flag. So this was after Hurricane Helene. This happened in Florida. And the whole point of this was to punish Trump supporters. Now, I want to say this, and we can say this now because this is all out there, and I wanted to hold off on this because, again, race is never an issue for me at all, but the left loves to make everything about race. So when there's an opportunity to shove this back in their face, well, I have to oblige. And so the person who gave these orders to bypass all of the damaged Trump homes is a black woman. And I would be willing to wager a Chick-fil-A sandwich, just a sandwich, not the one with the pimento cheese and the honey. That's a little pricey for me. But I'd be willing to wager a Chick-fil-A sandwich that most of the victims who were passed over are white. That I'm just willing to go down that path. And let me say this. Had this been a situation where you had a white FEMA supervisor telling disaster relief people to avoid Kamala Harris homes, this would be wall-to-wall nonstop coverage, 24 hours a day coverage. No doubt about it. You haven't seen this story in hardly any major publications. And if they have, they have downplayed it. But this is a serious issue here, ladies and gentlemen, because Donald Trump, back in September, somebody told Donald Trump that this was going on. And Trump made a point of mentioning this and saying that Republicans were being overlooked by FEMA. And all of a sudden, everybody and the drive-by media, pitched a royal fit. I mean, it was a hissy fit. How dare you? Who do you think you are? New York Times ran a big headline, false statements. I mean, the whole nine yards. They did everything in their power to downplay. My question is, are they going to retract their attack on Donald Trump? But now the supervisor is coming out. And she was on a Roland Martin show. Remember that guy from CNN? He's the guy that wore the ascot, the scarf. A little too jazz handsy for me, but it's just not a good look for the guy. Anyway, that's Roland Martin. So there, she sat down and she said, oh, I'm not going to be the fall guy here. I'm not going down without saying my piece. And it turns out that there were more than just the Florida homes. She actually says that homes in North Carolina had been bypassed as well. This is cut number 12.
I was notified after I demobbed. The next morning, they told me verbally I was fired, but they never provided me anything in writing stating that I was fired. They all alleged that these actions were made on my own recognizance and that it was for my own political advances. However, if you look at the record, there is what we call a community trend. And unfortunately, it just so happened that the political hostility that was encountered by my team, and I was on two different teams during this deployment, they just so happened to have the Trump campaign signage. FEMA always preaches avoidance first and then de-escalation. So this is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, not just in the state of Florida, but you will find avoidance in the Carolinas. Senior leadership will lie to you and tell you that they do not know. But if you ask the DSA crew leads and specialists what they are experiencing in the field, they will tell you. Demand for FEMA to give you those incident reports. They will substantiate what is happening to us in the field.
So there you go. That is, her name is Marnie Washington, and she is saying this was not an isolated case. You heard from FEMA earlier, they said it's just 20 houses, that's all, just 20 houses. No. We knew it was more than that. She's saying it was colossal. So I'm just going to, what is colossal? Are we talking about hundreds of homes? Or are we talking about thousands of homes? Because we're not talking about dozens of homes. Colossal is massive. And that tells me that the Biden administration gave orders through FEMA not to help anybody who was a Trump supporter. Every person involved not only needs to lose their job, and by the way, there does need to be a congressional investigation, but there needs to be an investigation where they actually do something, as opposed to just bloviate. But I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that every single person involved in this needs to not only be fired, they need to face criminal charges. This is unacceptable. This is why we encourage you to give money to Samaritan's Purse, because we know that that money is going to help people in need. FEMA, that's paid for with your tax dollars. This is absolutely appalling, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This woman needs to be fired. She needs to, and honestly, all of these storm victims who were passed over, they need to be going after FEMA as well. That's just shocking. But we told you yesterday on this program there was more to this story. And there certainly is. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, look, last year, we did something really fun on this radio program. Christmas is right around the corner. And, you know, a lot of parents, and especially under the Biden economy, they can't afford Christmas for their kids. And so last year, we partnered with an incredible group called Affordable Christmas, and they're doing something in the Memphis area, and I agreed to do this again, and we want to give you an opportunity to lend a helping hand as well. So here's how it all works, because this is not some sort of a charity where kids just run in and pick out toys. Now, this is for moms and dads, and what we're going to do is we're going to be raising money. And this money is going to be used to purchase Christmas presents for these boys and girls. This is a ministry, an outreach ministry of Trinity Baptist Church in South Haven, Mississippi, as well as our friends at Landers Nissan, one of the great car dealerships here in the Memphis area. And I want to invite you, like we did last year, nationwide, to lend a helping hand. Here's how it works. So we're going to take that money, and the money will be used to purchase toys, brand new Christmas toys, Christmas dolls, the whole nine yards. And Trinity Baptist Church will actually set up a Christmas toy store. Moms and dads will be able to go into that toy store, and they'll be able to purchase these toys at super discounted prices. So it's really a noble thing that moms and dads have the joy of being able to go in and buy something brand new for their kids, and the kids are getting a beautiful brand new toy or doll or whatever for Christmas. And it is it's a wonderful thing. So these parents can have dignity. They only pay 1/10 of the value when their shopping appointment comes, and they have the dignity of providing this wonderful, affordable Christmas for their kids. I just think that's a pretty noble thing the church and Landers Nissan are doing, and we're honored to be a part of it. So if you, in the break, you can do this one of two ways. You can go to my website, toddstearns.com, look at our live show blog, and we have a direct link where you can contribute. All right, so you can donate funds there, and or if you live in the Memphis area, you can drop off your toys at Trinity Baptist Church in South Haven. They have a website, trinitybaptistsouthhaven.org. So again, go to toddstearns.com. You can make a donation in our live show blog, and you can help some wonderful families here in the Mid-South have a wonderful Christmas. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, I got a message yesterday that a lot of these illegals that are holed up in the high-dollar hotels in New York City are packing their bags and they're boarding buses bound for Canada in advance of Tom Homan, who was named yesterday as Donald Trump's border czar. And Homan is not messing around here, folks. Tom Homan says they're going to be rounding up everybody, and they're going to be sending them back to where they came from. And also, and I love this part of it, they're going to be using U.S. Special Forces to wipe out the cartels. Cut number four, please.
And we know what happens to these children, Sean. And look, the illegal aliens coming across the border, people need to understand, 31% of women that make that journey get raped by criminal cartels. Children get raped. I've talked to little girls as young as 9 that have been raped multiple times. Oh, these cartels are animals, and that's why President Trump's going to take them off the face of the earth. They've killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world. And President Trump is committed to calling them terrorist organization and using the full might of the United States Special Operations to take them out.
Now, let me tell you something. The Pentagon's pushing back on this, and one of the big concerns, and I talked about this last night on my Newsmax show, is that you've got people inside the Pentagon. We're talking about generals who are talking about defying Donald Trump and any orders that might come down. For example, if Donald Trump calls up the military to remove the invading army of illegals, you're going to have pushback from the Pentagon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that happens, that is flat out treason. Flat out treason. That is, we're talking very serious behavior here, folks. Trump is going to have to root all of this out, and it is going to be hardcore. This, the situation at the Pentagon, if you go back to, you've got to go back to the Obama years where Obama fired more generals than any other president in American history. This is a big story back in the day, and no one could figure out why. These were good, rock solid. They went up through, you know, these are guys that went up through Boy Scouts back when it was actually boys, and they believed in God and doing that. These were rock-solid, conservative, red-blooded American patriots. And Obama replaced every single one of them with woke generals. So really, for the past 12 years now, we have had a situation where the Pentagon has become infected with this wokeness. Tom Homan says, we're going to be using the military to root out these people. And that's exactly what they need to do. Now, many on the left, and be prepared for the onslaught of the narrative. But what about the families? What about the families? Are you really going to separate the families? Are you? Are you really going to be a big meanie, Tom Homan? Well, Tom Homan has addressed this. He was on 60 Minutes the other day, cut number one.
We have seen one estimate that says it would cost $88 billion to deport a million people a year.
I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Is that what American taxpayers should expect?
What price do you put on national security? Is that worth it?
Is there a way to carry out mass deportation without separating families?
Of course there is. Families can be deported together.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the most hated man in the administration. And I love it. Tom Homan is a great American patriot, and he's not going to be pushed around by anybody up on Capitol Hill. He's not going to be pushed around by any of these bureaucrats either. He's going to get in there, and he's going to get the job done. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So here's Joyless Reed, and she's very upset with all of you white women out there. So all you white women, you need to listen up here. Joy Reed, cut six.
Hey, I just want to give some free advice to the white progressives, particularly white progressive women who may be thinking about marching against the Trump victory, maybe putting back on the P-word hats and doing that thing. I would just say probably don't send any of those invites to any black women you know. I'm just going to tell you right now, they're not coming. Like, I'm pretty sure black women have resigned from the Save America Coalition, Save Democracy Coalition, and definitely the Save the Democratic Party Coalition. I think that's probably not happening.
Man, they don't like you white women over there at MSDNC. This is great. They're eating their own, ladies and gentlemen. And all I can say is that they're going to be, based on some of the progressive gals we've seen, they're going to be eating high on the hog, as they say. By the way, have you seen the video? So there was a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday for Veterans Day. This was terrible. And Ben Dieter, I don't know if you've seen this, but Kamala Harris was there and the Bidens. So the Bidens and the Harrises and Dougie were all there, seated side by side. And Kamala is shaking hands with everybody around Joe Biden, Dr. Mrs. First Lady. But she refuses to acknowledge the first lady, and the first lady refuses to acknowledge her.
It's because I think they're white. I mean, if the surrogates speak for Kamala Harris, isn't Joe Biden one of those despised white women?
She could be. She is. That is a woman scorned right there. I'm telling you, Jill Biden, I guarantee you they voted for Trump. I'd be willing to wager one of those Chick-fil-A sandwiches with the pimento cheese.
I can't wait for tomorrow because they're all, it's going to be a powwow with the Trumps, except for Melania.
Yeah,
she's not showing up.
She didn't want to have anything to do with Jill. By the way, did you see Biden was having trouble walking in the sand? He was stumbling, bumbling all over the place, and Jill didn't do a thing.
That was brutal.
It's over.
I mean, come on, help the poor guy out.
If he wasn't so close to the end,
glory,
the last quarter, the last quarter,
St. Peter's Gates,
I think there'd be a D-I-V-O-R-C-E as the song.
Yes. Wow.
I think there would be, but it's too close. It's towards the end of the game.
Watch for body language between Trump and Biden tomorrow.
I bet they're going to be pals.
Bros.
I guarantee it.
POTUS bros. Why not? I mean, it's the peaceful transfer of power.
There you go.
It's better than Kamala Harris.
Man, we almost had a cat fight at Arlington National Cemetery. My money's on Jill. She's got a lot of, you know.
So what you're saying, Todd, is Biden isn't going to concede his presidency over to Kamala Harris like they're asking him to?
No. That's not going to happen.
Because that's like a big rumor now.
Yeah. Folks, got to take a quick break. Corey Lewandowski from Mar-a-Lago checking in with us. That's going to be fun. Hey, go right now. Make a donation. Let's raise a lot of money so we can buy some awesome toys for kids this Christmas. ToddStearns.com. We got the link in the live show blog. We'll be right back, folks.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've noticed something very interesting here. Folks just seem to be in a much better mood in this country. People are just breathing a collective sigh of relief. I don't know if you have seen that in your towns, in your communities, but I think the American people are just content knowing that help is on the way, that Donald Trump on January 20th will take the oath of office and we will immediately begin the process of making America great again. And this is something that we talked about a little bit in the lead up to the election, that this is really not about an election, about a single election. This is about the birth of a movement of putting America first, of not getting ourselves involved in wars that we have no business being involved in. And when you go back to Afghanistan, that was a legitimate conflict. That was a legitimate war. But what happened in Iraq and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney saying that we had to go in and liberate the Iraqi people because they wanted freedom. Well, first of all, they didn't want to be liberated. They didn't want freedom. And here's my take on it. If there's a nation out there and they want to fight for their freedom and they want to fight for liberty, they want to become like America, then we should support them and give them moral support. If, you know, they want to work out an agreement where they purchase whatever from us, that's great. But that's their fight to fight. It's not our fight. It is not our fight. And that's one of the reasons why I believe, and again, when you look at the war, I mean, we're talking about an entire generation of people, J.D. Vance's generation, millennials, who for most of their life, they only knew war. And they're saying enough is enough. And now when you look at what's happening in Iraq now is worse than it was before we went in. Look at what's happening in Afghanistan right now. So I think people are finally saying, you know what? Finally, there's a guy out there, Donald J. Trump, who gets us. He understands where we're coming from. And it's our sons and daughters that are being sent off to fight these wars. And Donald Trump is the only president in modern American history who has not gotten us into an armed conflict. And I think a lot of people appreciate that about Donald Trump. By the way, welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This is hour two. And by the way, write down our telephone number. If you would like to become a part of the show, you can give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, there's tomorrow, there is a major vote on Capitol Hill. This vote will be done in secret, behind closed doors. We will find out how they voted, but their intent is to make sure your senator doesn't want you to know how they voted in the Senate Majority Leadership race. Now, there's been a lot of pushback because senators now feel like they are they're being trolled. And the senators say they've got a problem with all of you people writing your opinions on social media. As a matter of fact, unnamed sources within the Senate Republicans, say they feel bullied by social media trolls. So my question to you is this: do you believe that vote ought to be in public? Politico is now reporting this, and I'm reading here from Eric Daughtry on X. Politico: there is now internal backlash building against the conservatives vocally supporting Rick Scott for Senate Majority Leader. Quote, the bulk of the Republican rank and file is not pleased at all. We spoke with one senator who was aghast at the effort, as well as and by the way, you know they're talking to senators because only senators use words like aghast. We spoke with one senator who was aghast at the effort, as well as a GOP aide who said the campaign is, quote, pissing off senators whose votes Rick needs to win. Quote, senators do not take kindly to having an army of social media trolls attack them. Well, you know what? I don't take kindly to senators backtracking on their word and sticking it to conservatives in the wazoo. I don't take kindly to that at all. But as it now stands, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate Republicans will vote on one of three people tomorrow. It'll either be John Thune, who is an anti-Trump rhino. And by the way, I'm not making this up. All of the information is out there, the videos, the interviews. He was not ashamed of being anti-Trump. He didn't even want Trump to run again. The same thing for John Cornyn. Now, Rick Scott has my support. Out of the three, Rick Scott has done the most to support Donald Trump. However, there are some out there that have a big problem because Rick Scott, when he was governor, supported red flag laws, and also he supported the Dreamers, the children of the illegals. So my question is, if it's not going to be those three, then who else is out there? Who do you like as the next Senate Majority Leader? But Mike, I'm very curious to know if you think this vote ought to be held in secret. Many of you reached out yesterday. You called your senators. I know that because you sent me text messages telling me as such. And I'm curious what the senators told you when you called their offices. I want to give the number out again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Natalie is calling in from Ohio. Natalie, I understand you want to talk about the younger generation voting for Trump.
Yes.
All right, go for it.
First-hand story from a mom. I work for a really well-to-do family, and her kids go to Miami of Ohio. And she said that she has two college-age kids down there. And she said that night of election, she said that Miami, had two TVs going, the football game, and Miami had won. And the kids had stayed up, and when they found out that Trump had won, they went out and hoot and hollering and setting off fireworks just for that. And I'm just surprised because, I just think it's exciting knowing that their 21, 19, and even their 16-year-old is all about Trump. So I just thought that was kind of exciting to hear about a college that would go ahead and college students going out and celebrating Trump.
Natalie, I'm excited to hear this. I know we heard from a number of universities like in the Southeastern Conference, Georgia, Tennessee, Auburn, where kids were out there celebrating. But you're telling me at Miami of Ohio that there was a celebration as well.
Yes.
Natalie, why do you think that is? Why do you think that so many young people are being attracted to Trump?
I think he understands them better, and he's looking out for their values, for like their sports and their rights, and not having to worry about a draft. There's probably a ton more I'm not thinking of, you know, but they have been, I know this family, the mom's not, but the kids are, they're all about Trump. It's just crazy. And I even have grandkids that are 8 and under that my kids are raising them, and they're all about Trump. So we got a whole another generation.
Natalie,
I have 11 grandkids. So
wow.
Those 11. Yeah.
That's huge. I am telling you, Natalie, you're right. There are new generations of young people that are going to be stepping up and supporting President Trump. I love it. And really, it's all about the ideals, right? It's about the policies. And I think there is something to that, especially a lot of young men in this country. They saw where the country was heading. And the reality is a lot of those 18, 19, and 20-year-old boys were about to be sent off to fight a war in Ukraine.
Right. Yeah. I just think that it's just, I'm excited. Like, our economy around here, I went out shopping, and it's just like everybody's coming out of the woodwork shopping now again, too. So I think it's just a relief in knowing that our country's headed down the right track.
Absolutely, Natalie. Well, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to us in Ohio. And be sure to tell your friends to tune in and join the crowd here. We've got a great big front porch on this radio station. Let's go to James in Harmony, North Carolina. What a great name for a town. WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, James. What's going on?
Well, hi, guys. Glad to talk to you. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Senate Majority Leader thing. It's not in the Constitution that you have to have a Senate Majority Leader. The actual person that serves the Senate is the Vice President of the United States, and he is considered the President of the Senate. So he's the one that should be in charge, because when they go through all this rigmarole trying to vote for a floor leader, all it does is cause a bunch of infighting.
Well, I think you're right. So there has been a call to make J.D. Vance the Senate Majority Leader. That has been positioned, or posited rather, on social media, and it's getting a little bit of traction now that they believe that J.D. Vance would be well positioned to do that. However, James, you've got Governor DeWine out of Ohio, who now says that he may consider naming Vivek Ramaswamy to the Senate to replace J.D. Vance.
Okay, I would be okay with that.
All right, let's see how all this plays out. But, James, yeah, you are correct. People are talking about making J.D. Vance the Senate Majority Leader. There's nothing in the Constitution that I've seen that would prevent that from happening. I don't think it's against the rules. The question is whether or not J.D. Vance, if that's going to be the major thrust of what Trump wants him to do. But again, as it now stands, ladies and gentlemen, they will be deciding the next Senate Majority Leader in private. And if they do, if they pick John Thune or John Cornyn, you're going to have a Senate that will not be in lockstep with Donald J. Trump or the America First agenda. I'm just telling you. All right, we've got to take a quick break here to pay some bills. We're going to get to your calls as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we just announced in the first hour of the show that we are launching our Affordable Christmas campaign today. This is an opportunity for you to help us buy Christmas presents and stock a Christmas store. Parents who may not have a lot of money will be able to go into this store, and they'll pay one-tenth of the value, and they'll be able to buy brand-new toys for their children. We did this last year, and it was so much fun. And it was so wonderful to see the smiles on so many kids knowing they were getting brand new toys on Christmas Day. So here's how you can donate. One of two ways. Go to my website, toddstearns.com. There's a link on our live show blog. You'll see it right there. Click on that link. You can give online. You can also hang out over at trinitysouthhaven.org. That's trinitysouthhaven.org. And you can click on their affordable Christmas banner there. Folks, this is really a wonderful, wonderful blessing in ministry. You're going to be blessing a lot of moms and dads. You're going to be blessing a lot of children around the country, and especially here in the Mid-South. And I certainly want to give a shout-out to one of our great sponsors, Landers Nissan, just a wonderful car dealership. They just love, love, love Christmas, and they love supporting these kids. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines here. Selmer, Tennessee. Danny is hanging out with us on KWAM, our great flagship station. Hi, Danny. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. Hey, you'd mentioned that some of the senators are complaining about the feedback they're getting on this majority leader vote.
Yes.
And I may be misunderstanding something, but I thought we elected politicians to represent us, and they're supposed to listen to our feedback as the American voters, American public, and their constituents, and act accordingly. So I would think they would want to know what we want so they can vote and represent us properly. What am I missing here?
Well, no, I think you're spot on accurate there, Danny. And the problem is the senators don't like it when you complain. They don't believe that you should have the right to tell them what to do. I mean, and that's really at the bottom of all of this, is that they see where all this is going on social media right now, and they don't like it because they had already made up their minds, and we're helping them unmake up their minds.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point of it. But I guess when I get feeling elite and off in D.C., maybe they kind of forget why they're there. I don't know. Anyhow, I appreciate you, sir.
Danny, God bless you, and thank you for calling in there. Selmer, good people in Selmer, Tennessee. So there is a challenge in the House of Representatives, and Speaker Mike Johnson getting a little nervous. So there are two members of Congress, two Republicans that have been picked to serve in the Trump administration, Lee Stefanik in New York and Congressman Mike Waltz out of Florida. Waltz just announced officially as the National Security Advisor. So the concern here is whether or not the Republicans will be in the majority in the House. And that is actually still unclear. I know there's some reporting out there, you know, the Republicans hit the mark. But you've got Republicans going down in defeat in a lot of these House races. So nothing is guaranteed. If they do maintain control, it will be a razor-thin margin. And I'm curious, I've got a couple of thoughts on that, and I'll share that with you later on in this hour. But Mike Johnson, if he is not Speaker of the House again, if he's not able to give the Republicans a majority, you have to blame Mike Johnson and his lack of leadership. The Republicans in the House, and when you look, and this is, look, hear me on this. Donald J. Trump swept the country. But the problem is a lot of people did not vote down ballot. A lot of people just walked in and they voted for president and they walked right back out. And we saw this happen in places like Arizona, Nevada. Yeah, there are a lot of shenanigans they're looking at right now in Arizona. But by and large, if the same people who had voted for Donald Trump, and for example, North Carolina, if you had voted down ballot, Republicans would have swept everything. So I'm curious, and especially you people in North Carolina, because everybody got wiped. The Republicans in the state got slaughtered. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on why that is. 901-260-5926, that is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Also, Jeff Katz is going to drop, or rather, Joe Messina is going to drop by, our good buddy from out in California. A lot of big news headlines coming out of there. And also, Jeff Katz is going to join us as well. Big radio roundtable coming up in the last hour. Corey Lewandowski is going to be here, as well as Art Alley, our friend over at Timothy Plan. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. Stick around. Grab a bologna sandwich. Oh, what the heck? Grab a Chick-fil-A sandwich. It's one of those days. It's a good day in America. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on the Todd Stern Show, Newsmax. We're going to have a lot of fun and hope you join us. You can watch live for free on YouTube or many other OTT platforms. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. We're always honored to have fellow radio hosts joining us. We have Joe Messina, from host of the Joe Messina Show in Santa Clarita, California. And our good buddy Jeff Katz, who is the king of Richmond, WRVA, our great affiliate out there. Gentlemen, good to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Todd.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Todd.
All right. You know what, Joe, I want to start with you, because as we sort of analyze, you know, where things are going in the House, I know Mike Garcia, a Republican out there, he conceded his race. How are things looking for a lot of the races out there for Republicans in California?
Well, the if you're talking about it at the congressional level, we're seeing issues like with Mike Garcia's race. He was up quite a bit, and interestingly enough, he started losing big chunks of his lead after Election Day, as you know, ballots were being counted after that date. We have the same problem with Michelle Steele out here, where you're having issues again with a decent lead now almost non-existent, or wasn't last time I checked. And this deal where they can actually count ballots after Election Day, it's real interesting, Todd, because if they mail them, yes, they'll have a postmark on them, but if they drop them in the ballot box, and we have ballot boxes everywhere out here from the county, if they drop them in the ballot box, they have no postmark on them. They don't have anything. So somebody could be picking those up and taking them down to the county. We don't know what they've added or not added. So Mike Garcia was very respected. I talked to him on Monday, and he said the same thing. It's amazing that it switched so quickly. We have a real problem with voting here in California still.
You know, Jeff Katz, it seems as though, and we saw this in Nevada and Arizona, the longer it takes to count the ballots, those races always go to the Democrats.
That is shocking, isn't it, Todd? It's like Captain Renault in that Casablanca film. What? Around here, gambling? You're spot on, though, man. I can't think of any race that took a long, long, long time to calculate where they came up with a Republican as a winner. I'm sure I could be wrong, but, boy, none of them come to mind.
Yeah, it's nuts. And again, this is important because the House, and it depends on who you're talking to, the Republicans control it, they don't control it. The reality is, with at least two members going into the Trump administration, we're going to have a razor-thin majority if we can get that majority. Joe Messina.
Well, I think that Stefanik's area is hardcore Republican, last I checked. So I had the same concern you had, Todd. I'm thinking, okay, stop picking off our Congress people because we need to have them there. And I know we want the best of the best, but hang tight and let's make sure that we can make this happen. And I think that her area, last I checked, was hardcore Republican. And I think it's going to be the same in a few of the other areas. But that's no guarantee that they're going to go in that direction if we don't watch those races extremely close.
Jeff, go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, Joe is spot on. I love the choices President Trump is making, but I'm thinking, let's look to the dreaded private sector for one or two or three choices now.
Jeff, I know you're a big Beyonce fan. And
yes, I am.
And Messina, Messina picks me up at the airport whenever I'm in L.A., and so we're driving in the car, and he's always got Megan the Stallion on. Guys, Kamala Harris paid Beyonce $10 million, Megan Thee Stallion $5 million, Lizzo $3 million, Eminem $1.8 million, And someone noted here on social media, but hurricane victims only got $750.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you look at the investment for Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion, two E's there, right, and Eminem, it's like everything else that Kamala Harris ever touched. It just turned to dust. It's pretty clear she didn't have a firm understanding of return on investment. And for her campaign to have squandered $1 billion, gentlemen. Yet you just have to wonder how many of those hurricane victims could have used a couple of extra bucks to heat their house or fix their roof or buy some food.
Speaking of, are
you guys really, really surprised? I mean, you know, look at our economy and look at how they handle our budget. She had $1.2 billion. She's $20 million in the hole, and she's quite happy about it.
Yeah,
that's how they roll.
And the $3 million for Lizzo did not include snacks, so.
And was that another $3 million, do you think? Can we do an over-under on how much the snack budget was?
I think you have crossed the line, sir. I think you have crossed the line.
I hang my head in shame. I'm sorry.
You know, guys, it's been a lot of fun. I was at the grocery store a few days ago. Somebody like came up and high-fived me. I didn't even know who this person is. He was a listener of the show. High five. People at church, I couldn't even get to my pew because people were talking about, you know, the election. And Katz, I want to start with you, and then Joe, jump in. I'm curious, are you guys seeing that same kind of joy and excitement and enthusiasm?
Yes, we really are. All that joy, all those vibes that were supposed to come from the Harris campaign have come from her loss. People are so excited about finally being able to move on. I think a lot of people are very concerned what happens during the next 70 or some odd days. But yeah, people are happier. You can just feel it. And I think there are people thinking about businesses, Todd, right? People who had been on the sidelines going, oh my gosh, the economy stinks. And now they're saying, you know, I'm going to roll the dice. I think it is a time to start a business.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing out here, Todd. I mean, we're in the belly of the beast, and there's a lot of people that are extremely happy that Trump won, and even some of the more moderate Democrats are happy that she didn't get in. Some of the conversations that I've had with some of the other school board members that are Democrats are saying, no, I hope this. I hope he can turn this thing around. I hope he can get us more money. You know, they want more money into the districts, and I think you know, if he wipes out the education department, you will see things change in education in this country for the better.
You know, it's interesting, and Joe, we talked about this a few days ago on our Newsmax show, and Katz has his own radio show during that hour, so he always rejects my invitations to come on. I don't hold it against him. But it's interesting because in California, there are a lot of other races that we need to really hone in on, because there is something happening in California. It may take a couple of election cycles, but you had the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, going down. You had the DA, the radical DA in LA County, got obliterated in a landslide. And I think you also had another district attorney in the Bay Area who was just as radical, and she got booted from office.
Yeah, and that was a recall election, which is usually pretty tough to make happen. And you are right. I'll tell you something, Tom. We've always had a decent showing locally with school board members, city councils, town councils, water boards, that kind of thing. We can't seem to break that state barrier. It seems to be this, you know, we don't have one seat that gives us, you know, statewide power. We've got few seats in our assembly, few seats in our Senate, and I think you're seeing some of the sentiment change. But it's going to be a little while, to your point, before we can actually break those barriers.
And what's the deal with Newsom? He's increasing your gas, the gas tax?
Oh, this is lovely. So he, after screaming about the oil companies charging too much money, not only does he increase the gas tax, but he turns around and he puts caps and limits on what they can charge and how much they can produce. And some of the additives they have to put on the gas, which is going to raise gas by 62 cents a gallon on the average. So between his tax, gas will go up another dollar a gallon in California by the end of this year.
Wow.
That's absolutely insane. Guys, we have some breaking news, if I can interject for just a moment, please.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starn Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump just announcing that he has named a new ambassador to Israel. The new ambassador to Israel will be none other than the highly respected former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. Governor Mike Huckabee will be the new ambassador to Israel. I just love Donald J. Trump. This man is just crushing it. Jeff Katz, I want to let you respond to this breaking news.
I think it is a wonderful choice, and I'm with you. I think Donald Trump is just rolling straight ahead. We are going to need one other thing, though. We're going to need bigger buckets for all the liberal tears, man, because they're just filling up these pots that I got here.
That's... Guys, I'm telling you, our audience reporting very high sodium levels in the bloodstream because of all the liberal tears. You got to pace yourself, people. You got to pace yourself. Real quick, before we let you guys go, and I want both of you guys to respond. I know this is going to be heartbreaking, so get your Charmin out, guys. Get your Kleenex. CNN will be firing hundreds of employees, including some of their top stars. This, according to Puck News. That news comes yesterday as CNN's Chris Wallace announced that he is leaving the network and he is going to try to make his career as a podcasting star, which if you like listening to Cardboard, okay.
Will they be firing Brian Stelter again? Because that would be priceless, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but if they do another Lord of the Rings remake, he should have a career. He could get like a walk-on role.
You guys, I thought I was brutal.
I'm sorry, that's too soon.
But you know, I feel bad that they're losing their jobs. But you know, when you hold on to that sinking ship, you kind of deserve what you get. When you vote for the people that keep taking money out of your pocket, you deserve what you get. I've stopped having sympathy for a lot of these people.
Yeah, it's insane. And guys, MSDNC, their viewership down well over 50%. They could get outright sold. It's so bad over there.
So they lost 50%. So they're down to what, like 11 people that are watching?
Well, 12 when I have to. I watch just so the audience doesn't have to.
So we do
that as a public service.
Amen.
All right, guys, real quick, Joe, we'll start with you. Where can people go and listen to the Joe Messina Show?
You know what? You just go to joemessina.com. You list the stations, times, and you can listen and watch live right there online.
And Jeff Katz.
Well, I would love people to visit the website. JeffKatz.us is a good one. And, of course, if you have the Odyssey app on your phone between 3 and 6 Eastern time, that's where you're going to find me.
All right. Just not during my show. So you can watch part of Jeff's, and then you have to... All right, guys. Hey, you're the best, and we love having you guys on the show. And honestly, thank you for being affiliates. I know your stations carry my show, and I greatly appreciate it.
We love you, Todd.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
God bless, guys.
All right. Joe Messina and Jeff Katz, a great radio host. Folks, you know what? Let's go to the phones real quick. Poor Greg's been holding on for a while. Greg from Pinson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Thoroughly enjoying the show, Todd.
Thank
you. What a blessing you are. And what a blessing Mike Huckabee, a man of the book, to deal with Israel. What a blessing. But anyway, let me just say one thing before I get to my real point for calling. Everybody, call more than ever. Call your senators and representatives and tell them it's mandate, mandate, mandate. Or we eradicate you.
That's it.
My reason for calling, Todd, you don't have to be a member or a senator to be the president of the Senate, do you?
I don't believe so. I know you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. So I don't want to you all have to do my research on that, and I'll get our team to research that for you.
Well, if you don't have to be, Donald Trump, he could fill the oceans with tears if he would tell them, let's put Mark Levin in there.
Oh, the great one.
Let's put Mark Levin in there. The man knows his stuff.
Shut up, Schumer. Shut up, Schumer. Sit down, Schumer. You're done. I love that.
What do you think? Would that be like cotton picking huge tick on the dog? I mean,
that would be a mighty big tick.
Yeah. Yeah, let's put Mark Levin in there.
I love it. Greg, that is a great idea. We're going to research that. I'll get our team to look into it, and we'll throw Mark Levin's name into the hat. All right, Greg, got to run here, folks. 901-260-5926. Again, the breaking news, and we'll take your calls on this. Mike Huckabee just named the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. This is the Todd Stern Show. You know, I really think that every day is going to be Christmas Day when it comes to the Trump administration and all of the incredible things that are about to happen. And this news that Trump has just named Governor Mike Huckabee as the new ambassador to Israel. I can't think of a greater friend that Israel has than Mike Huckabee. And the governor has been leading, has probably taken thousands, if not tens of thousands, of Christians to the Holy Land to view so many biblical sites, to walk where Christ walked. And Huckabee has a very special relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu, and I think this really sends a message to our friends in Israel. And let's just think about this for a moment. Over the past, really, the 4 years, but then going back to the 8 years of the Obama administration, when Barack Hussein Obama stood with the Muslim radicals, he made Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli leaders come in through the back doors at the White House and treated them so horribly, treated them like second-class citizens. You've got the Biden administration now where Israel is under fierce assault, fierce attack, and Israel just wants to defend herself and her people. And you've got the Biden administration threatening Israel. Those days are over. Those days are gone. And Donald Trump is going to be the kind of a guy who goes in and tells Benjamin Netanyahu, you take care of your business. If you need us, holler. We're going to be there for you. But you do what you have to do to protect your people. And by the way, when it comes to Gaza, there's a reason why nobody else in the Middle East wants the Palestinians. There's a reason why. It's not just the Israelis. They want to be left alone. They want to be able to raise their families in peace. So what we need to see happen is we need to unleash the Israelis so they can go and eradicate Hamas and all of the other terrorist threats out there. That's what needs to happen. So they're going to have a friend in Mike Huckabee, and it is a new day in foreign policy. And what I really love about what Donald Trump is doing, the first term in office, they waited a very long time to get the team in place. But they are doing this fast and furious. My understanding is the transition team, and we'll talk to Corey Lewandowski about this coming up at the top of the hour. But my understanding is the transition team's working around the clock, and it is an incredibly efficient way and process that they're doing this. I am so excited about President Trump. He learned his lessons from the first year and from his first term in office, and he's not going to repeat those mistakes. He's a smart man. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, head over to our website. Click on that. You'll see live show. Click on that. And at the very top of the page, you will see the opportunity for you to donate so that we can start raising money to buy Christmas toys for boys and girls. It's really a worthwhile, noble cause. Again, ToddStearns.com. Click on that live show blog. Hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up. Corey Lewandowski is going to be here. Art Alley from Timothy Plan. Your calls. Man, it's going to be a great hour.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I am your host, Todd Starnes, the voice of truth and hope from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And also the guy who predicted 4 weeks ago Donald Trump was going to win in a landslide. I'm telling you, folks, look, it was pretty easy to gauge where all of this was going. And just from the calls we were getting from traveling all over the country, it was pretty clear to me that the American people were ready for a change. We have got a great hour ahead. Of course, the breaking news, President Trump just announcing, making it official, Mike Huckabee, the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now and say hello to a good friend. He is also a senior advisor to President Trump, Corey Lewandowski. Of course, now President-elect Donald Trump. Corey, good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, Todd. You've always been so good to the Trump team and to me specifically, so thank you for that.
And it was great seeing you. You were here a couple of months back in Memphis, Tennessee. I wish you could have stuck around a little bit longer. We would have taken you down to Beale Street and treated you right, down at the rib joint. But you're a busy man these days.
Well, I love barbecue. It's actually my favorite. So next time I come back to Memphis, I promise I will let you take me up on that offer.
All right, let's do it. Corey, exciting news as the administration starts to take shape. Can you give us some insight? What does that look like, that whole process of putting together the new administration?
Well, look, let's just think back for a second on some of the picks that Donald Trump has made, whether it's Elise Stefanik at the United Nations. She's meeting with the president of Israel tomorrow. Here in the United States, whether it's Mike Waltz as the National Security Advisor, a former Green Beret, someone who knows the problems that the military has faced and can restore that morale after four dismal years and the devastating Afghanistan withdrawal. Mike Waltz will bring that leadership back there. And then you see Mike Huckabee today. And what you're seeing in this leadership is someone who knows Israel. He's been to Israel probably 100 times, has friends there, and it shows importantly how important of an ally Israel is to the United States. The first ambassador we're naming, other than the UN, is to Israel, our best ally in the Middle East. And Mike Huckabee has been a strong friend of ours for a long time. Obviously, his daughter worked in the White House for President Trump, and he's now the governor. But more than that, Mike has just been a great friend. And I was with former Governor Huckabee, soon to be Ambassador Huckabee, not long ago, and we did a roundtable. And it just shows the leadership that Donald Trump is putting in place. Susie Wiles, Kristi Noem, you go right down this path. Marco Rubio, this is a murderer's row, a group of people who just want to make America great again. And he is assembling an all-star cast to make that happen.
It's just simply amazing. And I think that one pick, Mike Huckabee, tells you everything you need to know about the direction of this administration, especially when it comes to Israel. Corey, and now the Rubio thing, they haven't put out the official statement yet, but is Rubio now confirmed as Secretary of State?
Well, listen, I can only tell you what I've seen publicly.
Right.
Some of these positions have not officially been put out yet, but it seems to be the media has some inside information that they seem to be getting. Most of it, for however they're getting, it seems to be fairly accurate. And so I think still technically the president has not officially announced Marco Rubio. He's not officially announced Kristi Noem yet. It seems that seems to be what the media is talking about. But also, the president has announced Tom Holman.
Tom Holman.
This is a man who's dedicated his life to making sure our border and our country is safe and secure. And he's coming out of retirement to come back and fix this for 2 years as the borders are. And he, with Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, are going to have an incredible team to go make sure our country is safe again.
The Tom Holman pick as well, here is someone who, knows how to fix the problem. He's got a history down there. And he is going to be fierce, and we need somebody like that, in that position. And we've been trying to prepare our audience for the media onslaught that will happen once the roundups occur. But the reality is, this is no different really than what other presidents have done in years past, including Bill Clinton, who deported almost 11 million illegals back in the 1990s.
Todd, here's the thing, Tom Holman is a rough guy. But he says it like it is because we've got a crisis at our borders. We've been invaded by people who've been in this country illegally. And what I saw Tom Holman say in public was, if you're in this country illegally, you should be afraid because I'm coming for you. Because the 13,099 murderers, the 16,000 rapists, the 425,000 people with criminal convictions who poured across our border, both the northern and southern border, who are in this country illegally, it's time that we put America first. And Tom Holman, his sole mission, as the borders are, we're going to seal that border up. We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a closed border. We're going to close that border. We're going to have the right people come in. There's a process to do that. But if you're in this country illegally, you better pay attention because we're going to find you. And if you're a criminal, we're going to deport you first, then we're coming for everybody else.
Corey, you look at what Donald Trump has done here, and again, I think it's unfair to call this an election. I think this is more of a movement, and it is going to be a generational movement. We've had parents calling in, Corey, saying their kids, their children in grade school are talking about, you know, how great Donald Trump is. Do you see this as a movement in this country?
Todd, we haven't seen anything like this. And you know, look, I am a huge fan of Ronald Reagan. I named my youngest son after him. His name is Reagan. You know, the Reagan reelect in 84 was historic. He won 49 states and only Nixon tied that in 72. But that said, this was completely different. This was a coalition of African-American males, Hispanics, Asian-Americans, women, everybody across the board, every socioeconomic status joined together because they were so frustrated with the direction of our country. And when you ask people going into the election, do you think our country's heading in the right direction, the wrong direction? 70% of those respondents said the wrong direction. And when you ask Vice President Harris what policy would she change that Joe Biden had in place, she couldn't come up with an answer. So what Donald Trump put together was not just a massive election victory, winning the popular vote, winning 32 states, winning 312 electoral votes. He put together a movement which I don't think can ever be generated again, at least not in my lifetime, Todd.
Corey, I know President Trump's going to be meeting with President Biden tomorrow. We understand also that he may be addressing the GOP conference. Of course, tomorrow's a big day because of the Senate Majority Leader vote, which is going to be what done in secret behind closed doors. Do you think they ought to open up that vote and so that the people can see the process here?
Well, 10,000%. And listen, here's what they've done to the U.S. Senate. These guys aren't accountable to anybody. They think they're better than everybody. And so they moved the vote up to tomorrow morning before Donald Trump is even going to get there. They're doing it behind closed doors. I have asked for, and I know a number of MAGA movement conservatives have asked for, this vote to be out in the open, in public. If you want to go and vote for John Thune, then tell the whole world that you're voting for John Thune. If you have to pick Rick Scott or John Cornyn, then go and do that. But what they're doing right now is this is a good old boys network. They don't want to tell anybody who they're voting for so that they can all say, hey, we were with the Trump person. Well, look. By and large, and Donald Trump has not made an endorsement in this race, and I want to be very clear about that, Todd, but by and large, the Trump movement, the Make America Great Again movement, is with Rick Scott in this race. And if you think that Mitch McConnell is the type of leader that you want, then you've got two candidates who subscribe to the Mitch McConnell way of thinking. Okay, we know who those are. If you want a wholesale and fundamental change, then go and let Rick Scott be the next Senate Majority Leader and see somebody who's actually working side by side with Donald Trump.
Do you think they ought to hold off on that vote until Trump can actually talk to everybody in the room?
Absolutely. What's the rush, right? What's the rush? This election happened, you know, 7 days ago, and all of a sudden the Senate has to think that they're locking this thing down. Why don't you give their constituents a chance to hold them accountable? Why don't they go out and tell everybody who they're voting for? There's no reason. They don't even come back into session until January 3rd. It takes them 15 seconds to make this vote. It's 100 total people, right? There's 53 U.S. senators. How long does it take to count this thing? I could get a third grader to do this in about 15 seconds on the back of an abacus. So let's stop kidding ourselves, Todd. Push this thing out. Wait till the first or second week of December. Let's get everybody to have some time to think about it. And let's have everybody go out there and tell the American people who they're voting for, all 100 U.S. senators.
I think this is the way to do it. And again, we cannot go back to 2016 where you've got the president of the United States fighting his own party in Congress. We have a massive agenda. This president has a mandate. And I'm tired of these Republicans that are like, well, let's just, you know, reach across the aisle. No, the American people did not put you in power to do that. They want the mandate implemented. And that's what they have to do, Corey.
You're exactly right. And the bottom line is this. The U.S. Senate does not want to open this up because they know that this is a done deal. It's one of those smoke-filled, you know, rooms that everyone's decided if you're elected the majority leader, you're going to give me this or you're going to give me that. I'm going to get new office space in the Capitol. The American people are tired of this crap. That's why they sent Donald Trump back to the White House. They sent a transformational candidate back to Washington, D.C., because he wasn't done with the work that he started for the 4 years he was there. But let me tell you something. With the team that Donald Trump is putting in place, there is no doubt in my mind, Todd, and I was very critical of this 8 years ago, that the day that Donald Trump is sworn in on January 21st, that new administration is in place. His cabinet secretaries have already gone through. We're going to hit this ground running here in America. And in very short order, you're going to see those changes really taking effect in people's lives.
Now, Corey, just curious here, and if you can answer, great. If not, I completely understand. Do you? What kind of a role are you going to have? Are you going to be a part of the new administration?
You know, Todd, I've been asked that question so many times over the last, geez, almost 10 years now I've been with President Trump, and I had the privilege and honor to speak to him again last night. I speak to him almost every day. I've had the privilege to be a senior advisor to him since January of 2015. So it's been a long, long time. I'm going to continue that role in any role that he wants me to be in. I don't feel the need or obligation to have to go become a government employee to do that. If that's where he thinks my highest, best use is, I will. But I am also very content on staying on the outside and helping him implement his agenda. And in 2026, we've got a very difficult U.S. Senate map. We've got a number of tough seats that we've got to go defend. The Democrats have the advantage, and it's going to be critical that Donald Trump doesn't have just 2 years of unified government, but we need all four.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Well, Corey, you know, you're one of these guys, I tell people, you know, Lewandowski's really like a southern redneck. Even though you live in New Hampshire, you drive a pickup truck, you know, do the Cracker Barrel thing. So you're probably more comfortable back in New Hampshire, I have to imagine.
I'm a total redneck, Todd, just like you. I love guns. I love my pickup truck, okay, and maybe not in that order, just so we're clear. I like my guns and my pickup truck, but I'm a total redneck. I'm very comfortable in Tennessee, and I'll tell you what, next time I come to Memphis, you and I will get together.
All right, let's do it. Corey Lewandowski, everybody, and a great friend of President Trump, his senior advisor, and, of course, ran that great campaign back in 2016. By the way, he's also a pretty darn good writer, too, two-time New York Times bestselling author. So we're going to get Corey back on very soon. Corey, thanks a lot. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. May I tell you about Newsmax later tonight? It's going to be a lot of fun, the Todd Stern Show. And by the way, if you haven't heard the big news, Newsmax is now going forward with the planned IPO, and you could be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. You can find out more information, NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, Forbes magazine, among the big, big movers and shakers, saying that Newsmax is a news powerhouse. And what better way and opportunity for you to become a co-owner today? Let me tell you something. Our ratings are about to go through the roof here, folks. So NewsmaxInvest.com. Check it out. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, the question that Corey Lewandowski asked us is very simple. What do you think needs to happen here? Should the Senate delay the vote until they can hear from President Trump? It seems to me that that is a prudent thing to do. Let's listen to what the president has to say to the GOP conference, and then you can go and vote. But the question is, should that vote be in secret or should it be public? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, you see the NFL stars in the end zone, and they're doing the Trump dance for their when they score a touchdown. Have you guys seen that? That's pretty brilliant, actually. Let's go to North Carolina. WSIC Hans is on the line. All right, Hans, what do you think about this Senate vote?
Oh, absolutely, it should be done in public. No more of this behind closed doors, smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah, I'm with you, Hans. And, you know, the challenge there is when they do it in secret, behind closed doors, very bad things happen. And it's, you know, two things about the Republicans up on Capitol Hill. If the vote is late at night, they're going to be screwing conservatives. And if it's behind closed doors in secret, they're going to be screwing Republican or conservatives.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
And I think Rick Scott should be the one that they choose, because the other two, okay, but they are too close to McConnell. And boy, I am so happy that we're going to get rid of Mitch McConnell. I mean, he really practically ruined Trump's last administration.
Yes, they are, Hans, and you're absolutely right about that. I appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This story from Axios, and again, President Trump, the most pro-life president in American history, The headline from Avery Lotz's story, Trump win prompts some women to reconsider having children. This is a fascinating story. The 2024 election saw intensely personal decisions about family and children become politicized and illuminated vast differences between how men and women plan to vote. Now Americans are processing the outcome as they look to make choices about their future. Have you seen all these women out there? Are these the women, you know, they're cutting themselves off? And I'm like, well, okay. I think that's great. That means you're not going to have a baby. That means you're not going to have an abortion. You're not going to be a sidewalk Sally, if you will. In a post-Roe America, stories of women grappling with limited access across states with a patchwork of abortion restrictions have already been reported. According to Axios, women have died or suffered severe medical complications due to delayed care during pregnancies. This is not true. We can prove this to be a lie. Women who spoke with Axios shared various reasons for adjusting their family planning. Mary Claire Farr cited Trump's threats to dismantle the Department of Education.
he said he was going to dismantle the Department of Education, so I'm not having sex.
Okay, all right. Farr is a Virginia mom who voted for Trump as a teenager in 2016, gave birth to her only child 2 weeks after Roe v. Wade was done away with. So there you go. Jordan Simone, a North Carolina mother, pictured her daughter as a little old lady when she cast her ballot, asking, "What kind of a world am I leaving behind for her?" Well, you're going to have a great world, ma'am. So there you have it. And these are the same ladies that are chopping off their hair. They're refusing to wear makeup. Many of them are refusing to bathe. So you're going to be able to smell these folks, guys. So all you men out there of dating age, you're going to be able to, and also the pro-Trump or the pro-Kamala people are wearing like little blue bracelets. So I think that's your warning sign there. So there you have it. These feminazis are really taking it tough, I'm telling you. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Also, head over to the website, Live Show Blog, and make a donation. Help us as we get ready to buy lots of brand new toys for children in need. You can do that at ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of great stuff happening this hour. You heard Corey Lewandowski, and if you missed the interview, you can head over to the website, ToddStearns.com, and you can download our free podcast. And it's a great way, especially if you have to work and you only get to hear about an hour of the show during your lunchtime. This is a great opportunity for you to download and listen to all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines here. Aaron is calling in from Emerald Isle, North Carolina, WTKS, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm a second-time caller. What's on my mind is I'm curious to know if anybody has been able to get in touch with a staffer or a senator, because I have been calling my two, and I'm going to call them out, Senator Tom Tillis and Senator Ted Budd. I have yet to get a call back at a request from me, nor have I talked to a staffer. It goes straight to voicemail. So I'm just curious if anybody's gotten in touch with anybody making phone calls.
You know what, Aaron, that's a great question, and we'll throw that out to the audience here in just a moment. I'm curious, so you call your senators and tell me what happens. Does somebody answer the phone? Do you get a voicemail?
It goes straight to voicemail. It doesn't even ring. It's been going on since yesterday, so I'm just wondering if it's intentional. Because they're not picking up at all. Usually I can at least get a staffer, but I'm not getting anything now.
It could be. I got a message yesterday. Starnes, what are you doing? why are you telling all these people? I'm just like, well, hold on. You know, it's what we do here. And if we need to steer senators in the right direction, I have no problem opening up the phone lines and letting folks like you, Aaron, know about it so you can call and talk to your senators. That's what they are there for.
That's right. They work for us.
That's right.
They put them in there. And both of our senators got endorsements from President Trump to get elected. So it's really disappointing that they're not picking up the phone.
Well,
so I'm hoping.
Aaron, we're going to open that up to the audience. And again, folks, you heard Aaron. She says she's called, but she just gets sent straight to voicemail. What about you? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mike in Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Todd? Well, you know, I'm watching all these people starting to dig in their heels down there. You know, they're going to resist Trump every move they can. And look, I held an eyes only clearance for years, so I know how they operate down there. But look, you know, Trump has got a way to weed these people out. And what he needs to do is take the cyber team that he has had for the election, which did such a great job, and he needs to give them a new mission. Now, every government phone belongs to us, the taxpayers. So we have a right to have access to every phone. Now, the name Strzok and Page ring a bell with you?
Oh, yeah. Peter Strzok and his lover, paramour, Lisa Page. The smelly people crowd.
Remember what we learned about them, too, through their text?
It's true.
This is what the cyber team will be able to pick up on text from these people on their government phones. And you're going to know who's on your side and who isn't real fast. So you start weeding them out. It's a good way to do it, I'm telling you. And it's all legal, every bit of it.
Yeah, Mike, if that is a government email, a government phone, then we the people own that email, we own that phone, and we have a right to see, you know, what they've been up to. But the problem here, Mike, and look, you've been around the block a time or two on this kind of stuff. We launch these investigations, we have these hearings, and the Republicans do a great job of digging for the dirt, but nothing ever happens.
Yeah, well, look, here's the difference, though, okay? Trump is being the executor of the government. If they find this, they can weed it right out. Look, you may have civil service protection for some of them, but you got the right to demote them, so they're not going to become a problem. They don't have any power anymore. They're sitting at a desk picking their nose, okay? That's what we need to do with these ones down there that want to resist. And the other ones, you can outright fire. And the first place they ought to start is in the Southern District of New York. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
I do. I do, Mike.
Yeah, they had a clean house there. That ought to be the first place they start.
Everybody out. Everybody. Mike, we're going to leave it there, my friend. And I do want to invite all of our listeners on WLOB especially to download my podcast. And by the way, WLOB folks, you can also listen to our show live on kwamradio.com. So you might want to bookmark that page and or download our free app so you can listen to us wherever you are in the great state of Maine. But we would love for you to do that. We love our great listeners and so many wonderful callers from Maine like our good friend Mike. All right, let's go to Christine in Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP, our great affiliate there. Hi, Christine. So I understand, did you try to reach out to your senator?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, there's never been an answer. And Tom Tillis has voted against so many things that the Patriots stand for. He sold North Carolina out on several of his votes.
Christine, what happened in your state? I'm just curious here. You know, Trump did so well, but all of the down ballot Republican races, the big ones, the Republicans lost. Do you know what happened?
I do not. I can just barely hear you.
Well, okay. My apologies, Christine. Well, we better leave it there, and I apologize for the bad phone connection. Let's go to Ray in Indiana. And Ray, I understand you've tried to reach out to your senators as well.
Well, yeah, my wife has, and what happened, it goes straight to voicemail. So the best way was to go is the email. And we got also a confirmation, so I know it works. And then she just to clarify, she called and emailed them again, because this morning she tried to call, it wasn't working. So the email is the best way to go, it seems like.
So I'm curious, Ray, when you do an email like that, do you get any sort of a reply back?
Yeah, I got my wife got a reply back, and so we was happy about that.
Okay.
It seems like email is just the best way to go anymore.
And what did they tell you?
Well, I can't remember, but my wife said, look, we got to respond. I was at the doctor's office when I got it. I was trying to hurry up and get out of there. I could listen to you. It was just a lot going on, but long story short, it seemed like the email was the best way to go.
Okay, well, that is some good advice there, Ray, and I appreciate you calling in, and certainly hope you're feeling better. I hope he was at the doctor's office, and he was trying to listen to me and the doctor and the wife. Ooh, sweet mercy, Ray. My goodness. Okay, let's go to Richard in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. And, of course, that is the home of MTSU. Hi, Richard. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to confirm what the previous caller said about trying to contact your senator. I tried contacting Marsha Blackburn's office at least a half dozen times yesterday, and each time I called, it went straight to voicemail after the obligatory hi, hello, and that kind of message. I finally resorted to sending her an email letting her know that, you know, since I've moved here after Katrina, I've been very supportive and appreciative of her being my senator, but unless she has a really good explanation for her conduct now and the likelihood that she will cast her vote either for Cornyn or Thune, if she does and there's no rational explanation as to why she can't support Rick Scott, I let her know in no uncertain terms, I'm done with her.
Well, we've reached out to her office, and they tell us that the list that came out a few days ago is not accurate and that she had not made a decision yet. So that's the official line coming out of the Blackburn office. But I think a lot of people, Richard, around the volunteer state are very concerned. I mean, Bill Hagerty came right out of the gate, said he's backing Rick Scott. Marsha Blackburn has not done so. So there you go. But I'm with you, and I do think a lot of people are going to be very disappointed in Senator Blackburn if she decides to go with a Thune or a Cornyn. Richard, I am super late for a break here, and I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Let's go to the phones here, people. Let's head over to Florence, South Carolina. The lovely Miss Lee is on the line. Miss Lee, tell me, I understand you trying to reach out to Tim Scott's office.
Yes, and I was able to get the office at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
And
all day yesterday and all morning, they had a recording that they were closed for Veterans Day.
And you have solved the mystery, Miss Lee. Yeah, I think we had somebody from Memphis call in as well, Harold. And Harold just sent me a text, actually. And he said, Todd, yesterday was a holiday. It was Veterans Day. That could be why everything was sent to voicemail. Miss Lee, I interrupted you. Continue your thought.
Okay, well, I just, staffer answered right away, and I ask her to relay the message that I was in favor of Rick Scott as the majority leader, and she said she would pass that on.
Well, I am glad you did, Miss Lee, and thank you for calling in, and thanks for doing that. Again, these senators need to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, and as Harold and Miss Lee pointed out from Florence, South Carolina, yesterday was Veterans Day. Government office is closed, so that's probably why you got the voicemail. All right, let's go to Keith in Maysville, North Carolina. Hi, Keith. What's going on?
You know, Todd, I've been listening to you since you were on Fox.
Wow.
It's been a while.
So, Keith, you're an old-timer. You're an old-timer.
In some days, I feel old.
Well, you
but
and
no,
me
I
both.
I called both of my senators' offices, too. And Tom Tillis's office, as a previous caller mentioned, went straight to voicemail. I left a message. But I called Ted Budd's office, and I did get an answer. And may I tell you the man's name that answered the phone?
Well, let's not do that, because those are usually, just interns or young college kids. But you can give his first name if you want.
Very polite and very professional. But I left the same message to on both ends. I just want an open vote. I want to know who these people are voting for. Now, I have my druthers, but my druthers may not exist in the real world. But I did tell them I do not want a Never Trumper, and we have a couple of those that are currently in the running. And I do not want someone, well, I just want someone that's going to put forth the Trump agenda.
That's it. Colby, that's it. I don't care who it is. We could have Peanut the Squirrel, all right, if Peanut was still with us. I just want somebody that's going to shove through that agenda, and that's all we need. And right now, Rick Scott, among those three, is the only guy I trust to do that. So, Colby, I got to run. I've got to run, so God bless you. Thank you for calling in. I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We haven't talked to this guy since Election Day, and I have to imagine that our friend Art Alley from the Timothy Plan. Art, are you doing the happy dance? Are you still doing the happy dance?
Hallelujah, brother. And I like what you said about our senator.
Yeah, I like Rick Scott.
Rick Scott is Florida, right? Yeah, he's all right. He's good.
By the way,
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Art.
I was just going to say, it was a great victory. A lot of prayer went up, and I think God just gave us one more chance, because things are not all of a sudden wonderful in America. It's up to us, we the people, to step up and start taking this country back by doing the right things. And Todd, as we've talked about, if it doesn't come from the church, it isn't going to last. God's got to be smack dab at the center of it. So I am thrilled. I am happy. We got four more years to get busy.
Art, it turns out, and as Bill Clinton said so infamously many years ago, it's the economy, stupid. And it was the it really was the economy, wasn't it?
Well, and certainly the border was major. You got wars going on all over the world. We had no American leadership. We had a bunch of globalists that wanted to just blend us in with the rest of the world. So it's a ton of things, but the economy is always front and center. You're right on, man.
Folks, Art Alley is the founder of Timothy Plan, an organization, a ministry that helps you to invest your money with biblical principles. And Art, this is going to be really important moving into what I think is going to be a great economy under Donald Trump. It's going to take a little bit of time, but people are going to be looking to invest. So why is it? Maybe give us three reasons why we need to be investing with Timothy Plan.
Biblical. I mean, the reason you invest with us is if you have any kind of moral or biblical or spiritual convictions, you don't want to just blindly invest money in like a mutual fund, which is what we are, that will invest in and own shares of corporations that are funding an unholy agenda and trying to destroy us. And unfortunately, a lot of companies on Wall Street are playing that game, and we just will not own them. So our shareholders, our investors, are comfortable that they are honoring their commitment to the commitment they made to the Lord by taking the money he has entrusted to them and investing them with clean hands, so to speak. We do the heavy lifting. All they have to do is check us out. The website is, even I can navigate that one, Todd. So easy, or call us, 800-TIM-PLAN. We'd be glad to explain exactly what's involved.
And Art, I'm just curious, over the years, because you've been doing this, what, over 30 years now? And I'm curious, what have you heard from the people that have invested through you guys?
You know, I am the guy that founded it and the president and all that, but Christ is the chairman of our board. But as president of the Timothy Plan Family Mutual Funds, I'll bet I'm the only president of any of the mutual funds anywhere that have shareholders just call and say, thank you. You know, it just warms the cockles of my heart, man.
I love that.
For them, they feel good. We do a pretty good job investing for them. But we do it cleanly. We have proven you don't have to compromise to do well in the marketplace.
And folks, Timothy Plan does all the heavy lifting. So all you have to do is go to their website, timothyplan.com. That's timothyplan.com. Or give them a call, 1-800-TIM-PLAN, and Art and his team are going to be able to walk you through all of this and show you why you need to be promoting and you need to be a part of biblically responsible investing. Art, we've got to leave it there, my friend. I knew that you were dancing. I knew that you were a pretty good dancer, and I think we're going to have a lot to dance and celebrate over the next 4 years, my friend.
Oh, you bet. We need to bring it back, but 4 years from now, hopefully, the people of America will see that we got to keep this thing going. So thank you, Todd. Thank you for the great work you're doing.
God bless you, Art. Again, timothyplan.com. And by the way, head over to our website, click on the live show blog, and let's buy some Christmas toys for needy boys and girls. All right, folks, have a great one. You be good, America.